Well, hello everyone, and welcome to week 3 of the Global Impact of Self-Love. I'm curious how you're all doing so far. At the end of this call, we'll have time for some Q&As, and I'm also curious to hear what you have to share, how you're doing on your journey so far, your little travel plans to get to the other side of the shore. And, you know, if you're struggling, that's normal. I want to see if we can normalize it. Personally, I don't know anyone, including myself, nor have I actually ever heard of anyone who's been making it across to the other side without running into challenges, the challenging waves and the obstacles and the boulders. So that's part of it, and it's actually supposed to be like that. So if you've been challenged, guess what? You're going in the right direction. So you're doing fine. Just make sure that you're not resisting your challenges to the best of your ability. Today's title is, How Do You Listen to Your Body and Trust It? And that's a very essential step. Well, really, they all are, aren't they? Everything we've done so far is actually essential. But this one is, you know, you really need to get into your body and understand its language, what it means, what it feels like, so you can recognize it. You simply have to be able to understand your body's language and its signs, so you have something to trust other than your mind and other people's opinions. But again, like we've done the other two times, I want to talk a little more about commitment and filling up your tank. This is such an important part of the journey too, and I really want to stress it, maybe each time, every time we meet. You know, if you really think about it, starting on such a journey with a half-empty tank, it makes no sense. And since most of our tanks have never been full enough to make it to the other side, right, because we're still on this side, we never made it there, so why don't we do whatever we need to do to make sure that we don't only make it halfway, you know, and turn around. I really want you to make it this time, and we can do this together. And another really important part of this commitment thing and the full tank is that you take small steps when you start. You know, I'm not asking you to fly across to the other side of the waters on your first time or swim across, you know, and just brace yourself. It's setting little goals, you know. Maybe you can make it to this first base. And then when you're there, you can start preparing for the next. So by setting smaller goals that are manageable and believable and possible in your current life right now, that's the best way to be successful. And that is really what I want you all to be. I mentioned last time that if you pick up the parts in the waters, the parts that are struggling or lost in the big waves, and you wave across to the other side, you actually get more power. And the more power you have, it fills up your tank. So the more power you have, the more manpower or the more woman power you have, it's easier and faster to get there. And it's also more enjoyable because you're not alone in your boat struggling against all these waves. They become your allies. And at the beginning of the journey, that's when you have to work the hardest. That is now, because your tank is not full yet, right? You don't have all your crew on board yet. They're not your allies yet. They're actually your seeming enemies, although they're not. So in case I wasn't clear about that last time, that you actually get stronger and get more fuel when your obstacles become your allies, It's because you build more confidence every time when you overcome one of them. It's like when you make it to the first base, right? You made it. It's like, yes, yes, you can feel it. It's there's a power in that. There's a joy. There's an energy. And that is where how you fill up your tank. So each obstacle that you overcome, it makes you feel more confident. And with that confidence, you'll know that you can overcome the next one too. So again, we're doing all of this to fill up your tank a little more each time. Every time you overcome an obstacle, you have more fuel for the next one, and it's going to get easier. It's not going to be a super struggle all the time. It's just in the beginning when you're building muscle and filling up your tank. And then, of course, when you start seeing that and start recognizing it, oh, I made it to the base. Wow, I did it. So that's every time you see that your obstacles are not your enemies, but they're actually, truly, they are essential to get you to the other side of the shore, your resistance is gradually going to change. You'll feel more willing, and you'll start welcoming them. I'm not saying you're going to start rooting and being really excited about seeing them, but you'll actually learn to welcome them instead of resisting them, and then you fill up your tank, you fill up your tank, you fill up your tank. And instead of having these parts, they're the reason that your tank is not full. They've been leaking your tank. So now we fill it up and we plug the holes so they don't leak out anymore by making them your allies. Then you get a full tank and you're going to make it. So I'm sure this makes sense. I'm sure we can all relate to this from our own past experience, that when you accomplish something against all odds, and do I need to say most of all our own, against our own odds, then you feel good, don't you? It just gives you an energy. You know, maybe you feel a little proud, or maybe a little invincible, you know, or how about feeling more confident, like, yeah, I can do it again. And when I say this, like, yeah, I want you to feel that. That's fuel, this excitement or feeling of, yes, I can do it. Because we're changing that feeling of, I can't do it, and we all have plenty of that inside. We're changing that to a feeling of, yes, I can. Yes, I can. And that is a great energy, and that energy is going to help you move through the waves that normally will make you turn around when you say, I can't. So that's the tank we're filling up, okay? And if it feels a little challenging in the beginning, that I'm suddenly going to ask you to make friends with what's normally your enemies, you know, I'm asking you to take a big step here. So that's why, be gentle and take your time and work with the small waves first. You don't need to be able to do it all at once. You don't have to fight the big Goliath right away. Just find a little wave that you know you can handle, because when you handle that, you start understanding and you get a new neural pathway in your brain and in your muscles where you know that you can do it. We can also use the example of rock climbing, for instance. If you want to make it to the top of the rock, you have to take all the little steps on your way. And each step gets you higher and higher, right? You can't say like, oh, I don't want to do these steps, you know, because you're not going to get up there. You need to take the steps. Every one is needed. It makes you whole. They're not separate. You know, the challenges or the waves are not separate from you reaching your goal. They are part of you being able to reach your goal. They're not separate. And what came to mind the other day when I was thinking about what to share today, that is that some years ago, I heard a story about an experiment of a little chick that's still in the egg. And normally chicks, you know, they pick, let's say they pick 200 times on the inside and then the shell breaks and they're out. This time they did an experiment that every time the little chick picked from the inside, somebody would pick with equal force, or I don't know if there's a lot of force in that, but with equal pressure on the outside. So the little chick goes pick and then outside pick. So instead of the chick making the 200 picks herself or himself, it only did 100 because the other 100 was done by somebody else. And then after 200 picks, 100 of the chick and 100 from the other outside, the shell broke with a crack. But the poor little thing didn't get very, very old. It didn't make it. It died. And why? Because it didn't get the strength it needed to survive in this world. It never got to build the muscles it needed to become a fully mature chicken. So that's why all the waves and all the boulders we run against, they are here to make us a fully embodied divine being. Doesn't that sound good? So that's how we manage our shell, by doing it ourselves, by meeting it, and by accomplishing it. It helps us accomplish the mission that we came here for, whatever that is. Whatever it is, it's different for all of us. So we just need to tune into what that is for us individually and then move in that direction, which is the other shore that we're heading towards. And just to emphasize it one more time, the obstacles that you are up against are not here to block you from living the life that lives in your heart, the life that you came here to live and to express. They're here to make sure that you accomplish your human journey or your human calling. And I know for myself, because I've, of course, gone through so many of these challenges in, you know, getting to where I am now. And there's been so many times, you know, I thought there was something wrong and I didn't do it wrong and why are things not just flowing and, you know, is God upset with me, you know, all that stuff that the mind wants to come up with. But I realized afterwards, like, oh, my God, if I hadn't gone through this challenge, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't know what I know today, and I wouldn't be able to share what I'm sharing right now. So they're all the steps that help us become who we truly are. And I'm not saying, you know, we're not all meant to be leaders or successful in certain ways or famous. Some of us are just meant to become fully ourselves and live an ordinary life. You know, with maybe not a whole lot to show for. It's not the outer. For some people, it will show up in the outer, because that's their journey. That's what's waiting for them at the other side of the shore, or on the other shore. But that's not like that for all of us. It's an inside thing. It's an inside job that I'm talking about. It's an inside experience or feeling. And it's much more satisfying to live a life where you feel connected inside and trusting the flow of the divine, and where you're true to yourself and you're forgiving yourself, you're forgiving others, you're expressing love and compassion for yourself and for others. That's where the fulfillment lies. And, you know, when you come to the end of your life, that's usually what people reflect back on. I remember years ago when I was in Denmark and I worked at a nursing home, there was this lovely, lovely old lady who had turned 100. And she was just the most loving being, really, just a sweetheart. And I remember her saying one day when I was helping her get dressed or whatever it was, she had this concern. And you know what our concern was? She was afraid that she hadn't been loving enough. So that's how important it is. And I've heard that many other times from people who've had, I haven't heard it, but read about people who've had near-death experiences or people who've simply realized what is most important at the end of their life. And oftentimes it is, did I love enough? Did I love enough? It's that simple. I haven't heard anybody or read anywhere where somebody says, did I hold myself back enough? Did I judge myself enough? Did I compromise enough? You know, that's not what we're doing, and I don't think I need to expand on that. I think you get that. So there are many, many good reasons to allow your obstacles and your fears and your doubts, your hesitations. We just welcome them all. We allow them all. And we feel them and we learn from them. And then that's when you can bring them into your boat as you're crossing the waters. And you can remind yourself of what you can do, right? Now that this other crew is on board, you go, oh yeah, I can do that. I can do that. So let's take small steps and celebrate our victories every time you do it. Even if it's just one time in the day you realize that you stopped being hard on yourself or you stopped doubting yourself or just took another route. That's it. You overcame a little wave. And you can celebrate that, really. You can. It's all worth celebrating. It's not the size or the amount. It's just that I did it. I can do it. That means I can do it again, right? So now let's enter into today's subject, which is how do you listen to your body and trust it? How do you listen to your body and trust it? I think I mentioned the ALL, the all formula before. That is kind of one of my little steps that I use when I talk about how to do it. And the A stands for allow, which we did last time. The first L stands for listen, which we're going to do today. And the last L stands for love, which we're going to address next week. And if you haven't downloaded my free book online on the homepage, that's where I talk a lot about the all formula. So you can always refer back to that. And we'll be covering the basics of how to listen. You know, how do you listen to your body? The basics are, what does a yes feel like? What does a no feel like? What tells you that it's a yes or a no? We don't want to just say, oh, I know that. It's like, no, we want to go in and find out exactly so that you will never doubt it again. You'll always know when there's a yes or no. And the third part is actually, I don't know. There's a third part, and we'll address them all. So in that process, we'll be paying attention to your breath. You know, how do you breathe? Are there any obvious contractions? When you say yes or when you say no, you know, how do you breathe when you say yes? How do you breathe when you say no or feel no? Can you distinguish between the smaller and the larger sensations in this yes and no? Are you familiar with the feeling of expansion and aliveness and what feels good? That's part of the body speaking. Are you familiar with what you actually already know? It's a very, very important one, because most of the time we already know, and we're not sure if we can trust it, we don't know what to do with it, so there's all these things. So when you really know, I want you to trust that and stay with that, right? Because we're so used to overriding our body's language, you know, the signs and the cues and the yeses and the noes. And that's always what gets us in trouble. How often have you said to yourself, you know, at hindsight, like, oh, I knew that. I knew it, right? And we don't want you to have to go after the fact and say, oh, I knew it. We want you to be before the fact and say, I know it. I know it. And I'm going to trust it. I'm going to trust this. That's where I want you to be, because then you don't get into all these issues that we've all run into because we have moved away from our inner, deeper knowing. And we'll be doing a meditation very soon. I'll guide you into a meditation to really start listening to all these signs and cues. And, you know, you can just wonder about this, like, why does your body contract inside? You know, why does your belly and your shoulders get tight? Why is your jaw clenching? What is it the body is trying to tell you if you don't see it as some kind of a digestive disorder or postural issue? If you just get really curious about when the body speaks through the organs, the muscles, the breath, the tightness, the looseness. So that's what we want to get really curious about today. So again, how do you listen to your body? What are the steps? And I just have a couple of steps I want to go through before I guide you into your body to start exploring that. The very first one is that you need to slow down. We all are moving way, way too fast in our lives, and that's why we don't listen. So you need to slow down so you can pay attention to the present moment and your current now experience in your body. This all starts in and through your body, this paying attention. And most people, most of us, I've done plenty of it myself, we ignore the body's sensations and her language. And then what we do instead is let the mind decide what it is, or let the mind override what the body is saying. So slowing down is really number one in order for you to turn your attention to your body. You need to get out of the momentum of going out, you know, away, fast. We use your breath. We use our breath, and that allows the slowing down to happen by being present in the moment with your breath. So I'm just going to go over a few more steps, but I want to just invite you to maybe start taking some breaths and allowing you to start slowing down if you aren't already. And once we slow down, then we need to enter into the body. And we're going to use the breath. We're going to use the breath. It's like an elevator that takes you from your nose, from your mouth, with the in-breath, and you just follow it all the way down into your beautiful body, which has really been ignored by many of us. And by just following the physicality of the breath and feeling the expansion in your belly, that helps you drop from the busy mind, from the judging mind, the analytical mind. It helps you just drop in. It's like you just get into the elevator and you just let yourself follow the in-breath all the way down. And just doing that helps the whole nervous system slow down and relax a little bit. And then the third part of it is that after you've slowed down and entered your body, then you need to learn to understand your body's sensations and energies. You need to feel, really be present and conscious with when they expand and when they contract. Maybe there's a feeling of numbness or openness or tightness, right? We want to just, today, we just want to practice that and feel that. And these sensations, they're not separate from everything. You know, the way I see it is that the body sensations, they're part of the earth. They're part of our mother. We're like little cells on top of the mother, on the earth. And it's like we're extensions, and we're fully connected to her through our senses and through our heart. We're not separate. So when you start feeling these senses in your body, you're also touching in on the earth and her wisdom. It's not just your body's wisdom separate. We are part of a much, much bigger whole. And the earth is very much part of that. And of course, the other part is the divine, right? It's an extension of the earth. It's an extension or an expression of something that's much bigger than us. And when you start tapping into that, you really feel that you are tapped into something much bigger. And that is much more trustworthy than, you know, a little sensation in your body. You might say, well, you know, what does that mean? But when you really go into it, you start feeling that connection. And it's really big, and it's beautiful, and it's powerful. And at a certain point, there's just no denying it. It's so much more believable and trustworthy in your own experience, you know, not because I say it, but in your own experience, you'll just go like, oh my God, this is so much more real than all the things that my mind is trying to tell me. So it's like we need to relearn to connect and to listen. The earth is calling you. And your senses are calling you. The splendor inside is calling you. It all works as one organism. And we want to dive in and sink into this oneness where it's all connected. Because when you leave your senses, you leave the earth, you leave the splendor, you leave the divine. And everything is impacted by that. Yeah. So now I want to invite you into a meditation where we're going to explore this. We're going to explore this in your own experience. And we're going to do this, the three steps, of course. We are probably already slowing down, so just allow yourself to slow down a little more. But just taking a few more deep breaths, just as a way to allow yourself to slow down from your day, from your day so far, slow down from maybe having paid attention to what I've been sharing, and just take a few nice breaths. Just pay attention to your breathing right now. And notice how your belly and your chest naturally rise and fall on each in and out breath. So on your next in-breath, you can follow your in-breath, just like you're getting into the elevator. And let the elevator, let the breath, the in-breath, just take you down into your body. And on your way down, you may feel that your chest is expanding, and the upper belly, the lower belly. And then on your out-breath, you'll notice that it all falls. Expands and it falls. So just take a moment and feel the physicality of the expansion and the contraction in your belly. Feel just how it actually moves. You can even put your hand on your belly for a moment. So really you get into your body. This is for you to get into your body by feeling the movement of your belly on the in and out breath, maybe by feeling your hand on your belly. So it's all physical right now. And I know it's very basic, and that's exactly where we want to be. We want to be right in the place at the foundation, the basics that so many of us have ignored or missed. Most of us missed these basics, and instead we ascended up into our head for answers. We missed out on this amazing instrument that we're moving into now, called the body, that has every answer, all the clarity, everything you need, because it's connected to the earth. It's connected to the splendor, to the divine. And when you learn to listen to it and trust what you hear, everything changes. Your attention shifts down to something that's much more rich and alive than what your mind can ever offer you. So let's just be willing right now to do something that may seem so simple, maybe too simple, too basic. We're going to give the mind a different option, another option than just moving, doing, and trying to get somewhere, know something, have the answers, move fast, you know, move into the future, shoot away from the now moment, away from the naturalness of you and the naturalness of the earth. Just feel that connection in your body as you breathe down and feel your belly rising. Just really give yourself a moment here. Just be totally simple and basic and just hang out here for a moment without any need to do anything or to get anywhere or to fix a problem, without the need to change yourself or anything else that has to do with moving away from this precious moment, simply breathing into your body and feeling how your chest and your belly rise and fall. Allow yourself just a moment where you don't need to do anything other than just being right here in your breath, in your belly, in your being. Yeah, so now that your body finally has your full attention, how is it for you to just hang out here without any agenda? Just feel what it's like for you just to be here with you and your senses and your connection to something bigger as you just breathe. And now that we've slowed down enough, I want you to just notice your body and your body's experience. What is here right now? What is your present now moment experience? Are there any feelings? You feel more peaceful, or maybe impatient, or do you notice an intensity because you suddenly had to stop the momentum? Is there a fear, or do you feel bored, or maybe thinking, oh, I know that already, or anything, whatever is here. Whatever is here, any feeling like that, I would say, good, good. Just feel that. And then use the allow practice from last week to allow it all. Allow every little feeling to be here. Right? Because you're in the moment, in your body now, without needing anything to be different. So we just want to check in and feel and sense like, wow, what is it like just to be here? Or maybe you feel peace, more peace, inspired. Maybe you feel happy, relieved, settled. And if you do, I would say again, good. Just feel that. And allow all these feelings. Just make space. There's nothing you need to do with any of them, except just allowing them, making space for them. And if you want to, you can say hello to them, just so they know that you notice them and that you're not telling them to go away. Yeah, take a nice deep breath into all of this. And now I'm going to ask you to pick one of them, whichever one. Pick one that maybe is standing first in line and wants your attention. And we want to just pick one and explore that in your body. So whichever one you choose or you pick, just feel it. Where in your body is this feeling located? Just start noticing the sensations in your body. You know, if you picked fear or intensity or joy, happiness, let's take the label off and just drop into the felt sense, the sensations, before you call it something. What kind of sensations are present in your body with the one you just chose? Do you notice a tension or a buzzing? Is there pressure? Expansion? Maybe a warmth or a softness? Or just a feeling of energy, movement? See, these are the sensations that we normally interpret as feelings. We call them something. Like we call them maybe impatience. So how does impatience feel? Is it intensity in the belly? Or how does sadness feel? Is it a heaviness, maybe in your chest? So feel that sense of heaviness or intensity. Or is it joy? What are the sensations of joy, if you had to describe them? So just do your best to feel the body's sensations of, you know, just one particular experience or feeling right now. And let's just do that for a little while here. Because you just practice learning to become present to your current experience in the body. And just feel the sensations. And notice where they are. We're not going to do much with them right now. We're just going to acknowledge them, be present with them, allowing them. And just feel, you know, the space. Let yourself be the space that all this is happening in. That you can just be curious about the sensations in your body. And when you move from the labeling of these sensations into the actual experiencing them, the felt sense of them, the sensations in your body, you're gently moving out of the grip of the interpretation of your experience. Instead of saying, you know, I feel fear, you might say, I feel buzzing in my upper belly. Or instead of saying, I feel joy, you might say, I feel this warmth and this expansion in my chest. So we're just practicing really feeling, and it's maybe describing to yourself what the sensations are when you don't put a label on it, when you don't let the mind interpret it. So this allowing of them all, it creates a space. It opens up the grip into an openness. And that's where everything happens in. And then, of course, your body right now is the one that experiences that. You experience the difference from having a tight grip around a label in your body to the curiosity to feeling the sensations of what is actually going on in your body. And you might also notice that if there's any resistance to allowing anything, it's still your body that is experiencing that. Right, so we just want to notice it and allow it. Make space for it. And also pay attention to your breathing. How are you breathing? Is it a deep breath? You feel your belly expand? Or does the breath only go to the chest? And then you just notice that and allow that. And if there should be any resistance to feeling those sensations, that's okay. Just notice that. Feel what that resistance feels like as a sensation. Do you notice maybe there's a tightening in your muscles? Just allow that. You can breathe into that, into the sensations. Or maybe you feel that there is a curiosity and an openness to explore yourself from a different angle. Just notice that and make space for that. You see, there's no right or wrong in any of this. There's basically just becoming aware of your current, present, now moment experience in a way that you normally don't pay attention to it. Your attention is now tuning in to the sensations in your body. And those are the ones we want to start paying attention to, because there's a lot more in those sensations than just the sensations. There's the wisdom that can come through that, you know, from the earth, from the splendor, from the divine, from your deeper connection. So we want to really pay attention to when any of these show up, we go, oh, here's that buzzing in my belly. Let me just be present with that. Let me just feel that. And today we're not so much going into, you know, too much deeper than what we're doing now, because you really want to practice getting familiar with the sensations. We will go into more depth next week. So we're taking one step at a time so that you are going to be able to make it to the first base. Yeah, so when I'm talking about, you know, can you feel a resistance to any of this? Or do you feel curious and open to it? Let's just notice if that any of that might translate into some of it. Or maybe you can feel it as a no. Or maybe you're not sure. You just don't know yet. It might be a maybe, or I don't know. So we're just going to take a little, maybe translating those sensations of, you know, openness, closeness. That could mean that your body is saying yes or no, going towards or going away from, as a way that your body communicates to you. So we're going to take one at a time and explore them. And we're going to start our first little exploration here with this feeling of yes. Let's first feel what a yes feels like in your body. You can imagine something that you really like or that you really want. And it could also be one of the feelings you just felt just now that you were open and curious about or felt good about. It doesn't matter. It can be anything. It can be anything that you feel like, yes, yes, I want that. Or yes, I like that. It has to be something you really definitely know that you say yes to. And we want to find out how you know that. You know, it could be your favorite food. It could be a fun dance class. Maybe silent time at the coffee shop. Doesn't matter. Something that you like that makes you open up and say yes. So just feel the feeling that makes you know that you like it or you want it. Sense into that feeling, into the sensations in your body that make you know that, yeah, yeah, I want that. Yeah, I like that. There's like this energy, right? Sense into that energy and notice where in your body do you feel that? Where is this feeling of yes, the sensations? Is it in your chest, in your belly? And how do you breathe when you feel that? Does your body expand? Do you feel it gets energized? Do you notice a smile in your chest or in your belly? Is there something that wants to smile or open up? So we're just going to notice here. We're going to learn. You're learning the sensations, the body language of what a yes feels like, you know. What opens, when the door is open to go. How do you know that in your body? And of course, you already know that, but not in the way that you're going to know it now. You're going to know it so clearly that you can never miss it again when you start practicing this, that you will always be in tune with the clarity of how the earth and the splendor or the divine, how it speaks through you. So whatever happens right now, just notice what it is. Where is it? How big is that sensation when you say yes? You know, it's kind of like when you say the word yes, you can say it softly or playfully or kind of with an exclamation mark, yes, you know. That is how you speak it with words. You can say yes in many ways. And the body is the same. So how much or how big is this yes? What kind of energy is there behind this yes? How open is this yes? Is the door wide open? A big yes? Or is it just cracked? A little soft yes? You see, so you want to feel whatever yes, whatever you're saying yes to right now. What kind of a yes is that, and how do you know? What would tell you that the door is cracked or that the door is wide open, that you really want to go, or that you might not be ready yet? There's a little hesitation. So feel the different qualities and the different nuances of this yes. Just becoming aware of how a yes translates into your body's language. And you're here to learn your own body language so that you always know what your body is saying. And if somebody asks you a question, you can go to your body and feel if it's a yes or no, which we're going to do in a little while. You know the answer is going to be right there, right? So if it's a yes, then with practice, and we are going to practice this, you'll be able to hear the yes as the clarity. As the clarity, it's like a knowing. Your body just says yes, and you recognize it now. And that means you will never need to compromise it again, right? You'll recognize when your body says yes, and then you'll see if your mind wants to override it with a no or with a reason that you can't have or be that. That's the difference we want to learn. That doesn't mean you have to act on the yes right away. You want to let the yes evolve and grow in you. So that's why I say there's more than just the yes, but we start with that feeling that says yes and get to know it. And then you give yourself time in that sensation of yes. Eventually it's going to show you what it means or where it's going to go or how it's going to unfold into the next and the next. And it's going to happen over time, and we don't want the mind that says no to stop the unfolding of the yes in your body. We want to find out, well, I wonder what happens when I follow this yes, or let the yes guide me. So that's where we're moving towards, just trusting your body more than anything, trusting the connection of your body to something that's much bigger than you. So we're going to transition now. I want to just ask you to gently shake the feeling of yes off just a little bit. And then take a few deep breaths. And now we're going to start paying attention to no. We're now going to do the same with a feeling of no. And just like with the yes, your body has a way to tell you no. So let's think of something that you really don't like or don't want. It could be a feeling that we did a little earlier that showed up. It can be a current situation. It can be something from the past or the future. Doesn't matter. It can be food you don't like or person or situation. It doesn't matter at all. It just matters that you start feeling some kind of a no in your body and really get to know how that shows up. Find out how your body speaks a no to you. So whatever shows up, just feel, what is it in your body that tells you that you don't want that or you don't like that? How do you know that? How do you know that you don't like that? If I asked you that question, what would you say? Oh, I know I don't like that because, you know, well, there's my belly contracts. Or I feel this discomfort in my chest. Or my arms tighten up, or my hand wants to make a fist, or there's something in me that wants to run away. You know, there's something, what happens in your body when it says no? So I want you to just breathe down into your body where that lives in you. Where does that no, I don't like that, or I don't want that? Where does that live? Is it in your belly? Is it in your shoulders, your jaws? Where do you feel it? How does it speak that no to you? You feel a contraction? Or maybe an expansion to the point of there where you almost want to explode. So that would be a really big no, right? We talk about the different nuances of the yes. It's the same with the no. Here, how big is your no, right? Is it ready to explode, or is it just a little whisper of no? So, you know, your no, some things we're definitely clearly that are not right for you, and it's a clear no. And then others like, no, it's no big deal, but no, you know. So we want to, again, feel the nuances and not just ignore them. What we do with them later, that's a different story, okay? Today, we're just learning the language of a no. Is your body making a fist? Is there a roaring in your chest? Feel those sensations. How does your body speak to you when you don't want something or don't like something? And what body part is speaking? And it could be different body parts at different times, but right now, where in your body is it saying no? And how do you breathe when you say no? Is it like a tingling, a tightness, heat, discomfort? Yeah, we're making room for all of them. And the more you can allow them and be curious about them. So in a way here, we are actually saying yes to your no. We are saying, yes, I want to get to know you. When you say no, I want to know what that is. So we're saying yes to our no's when we allow them and make space for them, which again may be very opposite of what you're used to. Because normally, we don't pay attention to these sensations. And, you know, we either just go along with them without really knowing it, or we ignore them. We go up in the head for a different answer. We try to convince ourselves that we can't trust what we feel. I mean, how many times have we felt a no inside and then we would override it and do it anyway? I certainly have, and it only gets us in trouble. So we just want to learn. We just want to spend time inside your body and learning how your body speaks a no. How are your senses connected to a no? Feel that. And then when you get really familiar with these sensations in your body, and if someone wants you to do something that you don't want to, and the reason you know you don't want to is because your body is giving you signs. So would you be able to listen to these signs and be true to them before your mind kicks in and says that you should when you say no? That's how we do it, isn't it? It's because we don't know that feeling well enough to trust it. But we're learning right now. You're learning it. And you can practice this. So now we're going to move to the next, and let's just transition here. Just shake the no off for a moment. Take a few breaths. And we're now going to transition to the third one, which is, what if you simply don't know yet? What if you just don't know? You say, I don't know. Maybe. It's a maybe, or I don't know. What then? And that's one we so easily ignore too. This is just as important as the yes and the no. And this is one we so easily ignore and override because of the pressure in the world. You know, when you don't know, when you quote unquote don't know, when you say I don't know, it's just as much a part of your body speaking as a yes and a no. And this statement, I don't know, is not very well tolerated in the world. People want you to know. We're afraid that we're going to look stupid if we don't know. It's not tolerated well. Not knowing is a very natural phase. And I want you to get to know the sensations of when you don't know. So just think of something. You might be in a situation where you just don't know right now. You know, you might be up against something. It may be a yes, or it may be a no. But at this stage, you just don't know. And the best you can say is, I don't know. So how does this feeling of I don't know live in your body? How do you know that it's not a yes and it's not a no? There's something different about this sensation, right? Where do you feel that? How do you know that you don't know? Really, how do you know that you don't know? Where in your body do you feel that? If you're like most of us, you might try to know when you actually don't know. And that's why it's hard many times in the beginning to just get a feel for this. I don't know. And without trying to know, without overlaying it with a, oh, I have to know, I should know. Like, no. What if you gave yourself permission and have a loving relationship to the part of you that doesn't know? Just feel that. See if you can find where it lives in your body. What kind of sensation is there? Is it like an open space where there's just nothing yet? Or if you're grasping for something, you're trying to find it? Do you think something is wrong when you don't know? Just feel if you're grasping for an answer. Just notice in your body, are you trying to grasp for something, or can you just for a moment give yourself permission to feel the feeling of not knowing without trying to fill it up with knowing, right? Like scrambling for an answer. So instead, try to get curious and investigate this sensation of not knowing. How big is it? What is it when you get curious around it? Take your time. Feel it. It's okay to not know. Just feel what happens when you hear that. It's okay not to know. Is that scary? Or is it like a relief? So just feel your response to that sentence and allow that. See if you can open up more to be curious about not knowing. Okay, my friends, let's take another nice breath and slowly start coming back from this little exploration in your body. On your next inhale, you might just prepare your body to say okay and thank it for showing you something that you hadn't paid attention to before. And take a few more breaths, preparing yourself to come back, and make sure you bring all your insights and your experiences with you. If you want to jot down a few things, some things you realized, please do so. And if you're jotting things down and just coming back, I want to just say a little more about what I think is so important about this exercise is that you pay close attention to your body signs. You get familiar with them so that when your body speaks to you through your senses, you pay attention. You recognize something. You go, oh, there's that contraction in my belly. Let me pause. Let me make space for that and feel into that. And then you may go like, oh, that contraction, yeah, that's when my body says no. I remember that there was something there that's trying to tell me something. The earth or the splendor is speaking to me through my senses. So, let me feel that. Let me take my time. Let me make sure before I habitually say yes and override this sensation, let me just take a little time and listen. It's the same with a yes. It's the same with a I don't know. You're getting used to the sensations, and that will give you the pause. That will remind you to slow down and not just rush past it, but it's like, oh, here's that. Yeah, there's something important about that. So slowing down and listening, very, very important when you want to love yourself, when you want to become yourself, when you want to start living or making space for that imprisoned splendor inside of you and live, you know, what I call your deeper dharma, what you came here for. Those are the doors you need to go through to find that. And those are the doors you need to keep open for that energy to come out and through you. Yeah. So those are the clean cut yes and no's and maybe or I don't know's that we just touched in on here. And of course I want to also just touch in on the fact that it's not always that clear cut, is it? There's a lot in between those three. But for now, I want you to get to know them first, really intimately, and befriend them. Yeah, that's what it is. You need to know them intimately and become their friends so that when your body speaks to me, you go like, okay, sweetheart, I'm here. Tell me. Right? So that's why we're first separating them from each other. So you get a clean yes and a clean no and a clean I don't know so that you can recognize them. I know there's a lot more and we will get to that. But like I said in the beginning, we want to set small goals so you succeed. That's so important. It's like learning a new language. You don't first learn, you know, a whole big sentence with all the big words and different things. You want to separate the words first. And then later you can put them together and make meaning out of them or make a new meaning out of them and start understanding. For instance, I mean, I can just say something like, there are times when you have a yes and a no at the same time, right? You may have a 70% yes and a 20% no and maybe a 10% I don't know, right? Everything is possible. You can mix and match it in any way you want. And if you know how to feel like, oh, the yes is really big here and the no is like, I can feel it, but it's only 20%, you know, then you can start making decisions based on clarity instead of it's just this one big ball of wax that has yes and no and maybe I don't know and then you get overwhelmed. So then you pause, you slow down, and then you go, okay, what is my body feeling right now? And you just do your best to separate them. And then eventually it's going to get easier and easier. So we want to pull out the clean yes, the clean no, and the clean I don't know or maybe, so that you can separate them when you get into the mix of them, because that's life. And you know, you might say something like, if you're in a situation like that where somebody asks you something, you may say like, oh, you know, that sounds really good, you know, my heart expands or something, or I feel like an inspiration in my heart when you say that. But, you know, I also notice this little contraction in my belly. And that makes me wonder if it's really the right thing for me right now. So, you know, I want to take a little time and investigate that in me. So I'll get back to you, and I'll let you know when I'm more clear. So in a way, you're in a place where you don't know, right? You feel a yes and a no. You're not sure. And you honor that. You just honor that. And I know, because it's so new for many of us to suddenly speak your truth and actually say a yes when you mean yes and say no when you mean no and even say, I don't know yet. You know, that's scary for a lot of people. But that's, so I know it can be challenging right now, but I'm not going to ask you to do it verbally and in your life until you're ready. I'm sure some of you are ready to do it right away, and that's great. And some of you may just get more, trust these sensations more, get more in tune with them. And make sure, you know, is this really a no? Or am I making this up? You know, am I overriding this yes with a no? Let me take time, go into my body, and feel. And just feel. We all need time to get used to listening and learning a new language. And I'm not going to say, if you've learned to say yes and no in Spanish and that's all you know, I'm not going to send you to Spain with a big assignment, right? That's way too soon. That's too bold. You're not in that place yet until you are. And we are moving in that direction. And, of course, the more you practice, the easier it gets, just like with any other language. The way it is for me now, because I've been doing this for so long, I just feel a sensation coming. It can be a very small sensation in my body. I recognize it so fast. Sometimes it feels like a tsunami, you know, because I don't suppress any of it. I just like, okay, let me check. And many times before I really even know the fullness of that sensation or what it is, I just already know. I just already know. It's like when, for instance, if somebody says something to you, many times you may already know what they're going to say, even though they haven't finished their sentence yet, right? You just know. That's how it's going to be with your body, too. The more you practice these separate yes, no, I don't knows, you will get to know them so acutely that you recognize them, and you can act on it easier, faster, as you practice more. There's all kind of ways. There's not one way, and we all find out how it's going to unfold in our own experience. So, of course, the last part that I just want to go over before we complete for today, before the Q&A, is that we need to learn to trust this, right? That's kind of number four in the sequence. First we slow down, then we enter the body, we learn to listen, and then we need to learn to trust it. And that I can't teach you right now how to do that, except the best way to learn something and to trust something is by testing it out, by trying it out, by practicing. You know, you can only trust somebody by watching their actions and seeing that it's consistent over time, right? So that's what we want you to do, what I want you to do as your home play. I remembered to say home play this time the right way. Your home play this week, and do I dare say it forever, is that you are starting to be aware of your body sensations. You know, whenever you need to make a decision or if you need to answer a question, if there's any kind of interaction with somebody, use number one first. Slow down. Slow down. You don't need to know the answer right away. You want to slow down. Take a breath. Go into your body. And feel what you're feeling. What is the response in your body? What's your body saying? And I think it might be helpful to remind you that you actually have the right to take your time. If somebody asks you a question, you have the full right to say, you know, give me a moment. Let me just check inside before I answer you. See, this is new for most people, too, to just say, oh, I'm not sure. Just give me a moment. And if you need more than a moment, you say, I'm not sure yet. I really want to give you the right answer. So I want to take a little time and get back to you. That's how you practice. And you do that with people that you feel safe with, that you know it's not going to cause a lot of ripples. We want to take one step, one safe step at a time as you're learning the new language. It's not a new language. Well, it is for you. It's for your mind. It's a new language because you haven't been using it. But it's a very ancient language that we just need to learn again. So very kind to yourself. You're giving yourself the time to learn it. If you want to test it out a little more, besides just feeling it and acting on it, you know, really, really do it with small steps and in safe circumstances. Next week, we'll play with the next one in our week. Our week is called Aligning Your Actions with Your Body's Wisdom. So that we will do a lot more of that next week. And this week, we're just learning the signs and practicing listening. That's really all I want to do. I don't want you to get discouraged if you already start acting on it right away and it may not end up so well, or you're not sure you did it right. Maybe you are not fully interpreting your body's language yet in the right way. You know, maybe you pronounce it wrong, or maybe it comes out, you know, harsh or scared or something. So really, really don't push yourself to go beyond what feels comfortable and natural and authentic to you, okay? There's going to be plenty of time to explore this much deeper. But I really want you to get in touch with your body and the flow and learn to trust those three things that we have talked about today. And definitely, one big part of your home play is to practice not knowing and make space inside of yourself to feel, really feel the sensations that say, I don't know. You want to get to know that because you want to honor it. When those things come up, you want to just say, oh, I don't know yet. You know, there's so many times where somebody may want something from me, and I just don't have an answer. I say, you know, I just can't feel it, so I'm not going to go. I can say that. I can just say, no, I don't have the answer right now. When it changes, you'll be the first one to know. So that's where we're moving towards. So your home play, no, and I don't know, as the sensations in your body. Okay, my friends, I think I shared what I wanted to share. What I'm going to do now is put us on the Q&A mode, and if you have a question or if you want to share something, all you need to do is press, and I think you also need to press the 1. So, we're open to questions and answers. Just press star 6 and the number 1. And then I'll see if you're in line here. Okay, somebody pressed. Yes, okay. Here we go. Okay, hi. Who is this? It's starting with 818.
Hi, it's Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you so much for the class. I have a question about a lot of times lately when I'm dealing with, feelings of I'm in a lot of resistance or a lot of self-hatred regarding how I'm not sure about how to handle stuff. And a lot of the books I read, or when I just think about even this course, I hear that energy of like, just meet it, be with it, or meet it. And I'm not exactly sure what that means when someone's saying meet it.
Great question. Yeah. So even when we talk about allowing and making space for it, that doesn't really resonate, maybe. Do you want to tell me maybe what
like
is there
example?
A specific feeling you feel comfortable sharing right now?
Sure. So especially when things are a little bit in breakdown in my life. So right now, I am in flux about my career. I'm not exactly sure where to, if I should stay in my particular apartment. So everything's in flux. So my hormones even feel like they're in flux. They're like just an enormous amount of bodily fear, resistance, and then there's a meaning going on in my body, in my mind, saying, this breakdown, this amount of breakdown must mean that I am a bad person.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you interpret.
I just go right there. I interpret.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you feel that in your body? What are those sensations that tell you that you are a bad person? Where in your body is that living?
It's living in my gut, on the left and the right side of my gut.
Okay. So what kind of sensations are you experiencing there?
It's like a contraction, and it's also like an anger, like a pent-up feeling.
Yeah.
It's like it's protective, and it's also angry, yeah.
Okay. So you're already familiar with some of the sensations, right? It's a contraction, but you also say there's anger. So it's already speaking to you.
Yeah, it's speaking loud, but it's
loud,
not always the,
yeah.
It's
right.
not always the case. So this is really shocking that I'm feeling this way, because I haven't felt this way in years.
Oh, okay. So here's what I want to suggest for you right now, Stephanie. Would you be able to just breathe into the sensations right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the belly, in the right and left side. Just breathe in there. You don't need to do a whole lot other than that. Just breathe in there. So you, in a way, you're meeting the sensations with your breath, right? With your awareness in the breath, you consciously go down into your belly, and you breathe in there. And normally when you feel them, is there part of you that wants to get rid of them, or is that when you say that you're bad, or what is that where that's coming from? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, there's something wrong here. Like, I'm just totally, like, not doing a good job at being a body.
right, okay. So what happens if we just breathe into those sensations? Just gentle breathing. And I even want to ask you to just see if you can say hello to these sensations, to the anger, and say, wow, I see you. Yeah. And then you might even say, wow, you're really angry, huh? So we're meeting the anger. You're meeting the anger by saying, wow, you're really angry. You feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like a person that I've never talked to or something.
Exactly.
But I'm just, you know.
Yeah. So what happens, you know, when we're not being heard or listened to, when we're being ignored, it's not uncommon that we get angry. And then when we get angry and get the label on top that there's something wrong, you know, then it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? So right now, you're actually going in there and you're realizing like, oh, I ignore this part, right? I think you use different words, but there's something like, wow. So I want you to just stay with the breath and just say, wow, I see you're really angry. And what would it be like to say something like, you know, I would really like to know what you're so angry about. I'm sorry I haven't asked you before.
Mm.
What are you so angry about? And you know, the part may not be ready to tell you, but it's your attitude, it's your relationship that's changing towards some painful feelings inside, where you can start meeting it, you know, with kindness or with curiosity and say, wow, I'm sorry I haven't paid attention to you before, and I'm curious what you are so angry about.
Hmm.
Just notice if anything happens.
I think there's like an energy of not feeling heard.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So mm-hmm. the energy, your body is saying, you know, you're not listening. I'm not being heard. And what mm-hmm. would you respond to that if you just, you know, if it was maybe a little child somewhere, or you met somebody who was like, you know, I'm angry, I'm not being heard. Do you have a sense of how you could meet that or respond to that?
Yeah. Well, I would listen, you know, say, well, I'm interested in starting to listen.
Yeah.
I
want
to hear what you
yeah.
have to say.
Yeah, that's it. That is how you meet it. That's mm-hmm. how you meet it. Yeah. Is that new for
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's completely new for me.
Beautiful. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. Yeah. There's a giggle there, huh? Some little relief?
It's kind of amazing. Yeah, there's a relief, yeah.
Yeah, great, great. Yeah. I bet you that part that's angry feels a little relief too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, that's kind of how you do it, you know. And there's, of course, a lot more. It's really taking the time and really... really be interested in that part and start a new relationship with your anger and with the part you've ignored. Beautiful.
Mm,
wow.
Thank you so much. Okay, good start.
It's a great start, yes. Thank you for the question and thanking you for being so open to receiving it.
Thank you.
Great.
Oh,
all right, Stephanie, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anybody else who has a question? Okay, going on. Okay, my friends, so the home play for this coming week is really keep filling up your tank. Keep, you know, set small goals and start practicing what you've learned today to just really be curious about sensations and make space for them. Feel that yes. Use it in your life, in any situation where you have an interaction. Just feel, you know, instead of answering, put your attention on yourself and get really curious what is going on in your body when you talk to somebody. What is going on in your body when you have when somebody asks you something. So just take your time. You don't need to answer right away. Take the time to learn about your body and what it is trying to tell you through the sensations. Very gentle, very simple, very loving. And that is basically your homework. And, of course, you keep allowing, you keep meeting, like we just had a little beautiful example of, with a curiosity, with an openness, like, oh, wow, there is a contraction on the left and right side of my body. Let me breathe in and just feel that, feel the contraction, feel the sensations. And then what we're going to do more of next week is learning to listen to what does that mean. So we're going to take a next step. Okay, I think that is it for today. I will mail you out the replay right after. And feel free to email me if you have any questions. I am happy to support you during this process. And I look forward to being here with you again next week. And thank you so much for sharing this time together. Many blessings and love to you all. Bye-bye.